And so I started for them. I worked there 3 weeks. And they told me to find me somebody that was willing to steer me. And the only guy that, that I knew was the guy that I had been working for.
Yeah.
You know, for that 3 weeks. And I went to him and I asked him, I said, would you give me a chance? He said, yes. So what I did is I had to swap boats, go to another boat, and I could steer on my off days, no pay, no travel, as long as it's okay with Jeff.
Yeah.
And Jeff steered me every day I wanted to be there. And I did that for a year. And, you know, working my time and then steering my off days. And Jeff broke me in the pilot house. And 1 year and 1 month after I hired in, they turned me loose.
So were you just training constantly? I mean, were you ever off?
I would work. Back then, we worked 4 days on and 4 days off, and I worked 4 days and steered 2 days. That's pretty much,
so you know, were just determined to get in.
I was determined that this is where I wanted to be.
Yeah.
I'd watched those guys up there.
Yeah.
I'd seen those guys up there. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of reasons to be up there. It wasn't just money. It was just, I don't know, there was a sense of pride.
Right. And did you like the work better than decking?
I love decking. I did. I love decking.
Yeah.
Decking was, it just, I don't know, it was something that came natural. Once I got used to it, it was like, there's nothing to it.
Right.
It was all physical.
Yeah.
And when I came to the pilot house, physicality of it stopped, mm-hmm. but the mental really had to kick in and
right.
kick in. I mean, not that decking is not mental, because it is mental. Mm-hmm. You think about all kinds of things when you're stopping a cut to what can happen, would happen, will happen.
Yeah.
And how am I going to do this or do that? But that was something that I had learned by that time, to where it was just there, mm-hmm. you know. You worked at it every day, but you pretty well could walk from coupling to coupling and know what kind of rigging you needed, mm-hmm. you know. And I like decking. If decking pays much money, I told somebody I'd probably still be decking. Not really. Because I saw that level of pride and respect.
Yeah. So when you finally became a pilot, how did that feel?
Oh my gosh, scary. Scary.
Because you're in control now.
Oh, the first day the winds were blowing 15 to 25 miles an hour. Mm-hmm. I was on a small tug about 60 foot long, 1,000 horsepower, handling empties and wind. Which means they're getting blowed everywhere, you know, if you turn one loose, and it's bouncing up and down. And that first day I found myself wanting to turn around and ask the captain I steer for, what do I do now?
Yeah.
And there wasn't anybody there. So it was scary, scary. And I go home after 12 hours of this, and my wife goes, she's just so excited because it's my first day of being in the wheelhouse.
Yeah.
And I'm like, please just give me about 5 minutes of quiet. I just wanted to melt down.
Yeah.
You know, I just wanted to try to absorb all that day in.
Right.
But the comment was made by that fleet supervisor. Said if he makes it through today, he'll make it. And he was right. Mm-hmm. That's been 29 years ago.
So second day was easier?
The second day? Nah. It's been a whole lot of hard days since then.
Yeah.
But it has become easier. As you gain the knowledge, it's become easier.
Mm-hmm.
Things have.
Right.
Because I don't think it's really become easier, but you become smarter.
Right.
You learn more. You absorb more. The more times you do things, that, as far as repetition, as long as you don't get complacent with that, you know, the repetition, you'll be all right. Because there's so many factors that can change, even though it's the same geographic area. told when